Before there were Olympic medals, before the cameras, before the world pointed and whispered, "Bolt," like a spell, there was a barefoot boy sprinting down a red dirt road in a quiet village called Sherwood Content, tucked deep into the hills of Trelawney, Jamaica, a place where time moved slowly, but he didn't. Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you Before the World Watched, The Hills That Raised Usain Bolt. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. Usain St. Leo Bolt was not born into a stadium. He was born into sunlight and sweat, into zinc rooftops that pinged with raindrops and families that worked hard, laughed harder, and believed, sometimes loudly, sometimes in silence, that life could still surprise you. His mother, Jennifer, was a steady hand. Soft-spoken, disciplined, organized. A woman who believed in folded sheets, warm meals, and quiet strength. His father, Wellesley, was firmer. Not cruel, but carved from a harder truth. A man who understood that discipline was love, that structure was survival. They lived modestly. The kind of modesty that didn't feel like lack, just simplicity. They had what mattered: community, soil, stories, and a long stretch of hill that Usain would turn into his first racetrack. He was different from the beginning, not just in height or energy, but in how he moved. He didn't walk. He bounced. Didn't run. He launched. Neighbors recall him chasing goats in the yard, racing bicycles on foot, disappearing for hours just to race the wind and hear the echo of his own laughter chasing behind him. He had long limbs he hadn't grown into yet, gangly, awkward, but he moved like he was made for something just out of reach. Something calling him. There were no starting blocks. No fancy cleats. No personal coaches. Just the churchyard, the school field, and the roads beaten hard by the sun. That was his track. And every race, against his cousins, against older boys, against time itself, was a declaration. Not of greatness, but of joy. He didn't run to win. He ran to feel alive. Waldensia Primary School was where the whispers began. Teachers started noticing it during recess. A blur across the playground. A challenge thrown, a race begun, and Bolt, already five paces ahead before the others even reacted. There was no technique. No form. Just fire. Coach Pablo McNeil, a former Olympic sprinter turned PE teacher, watched one of Usain's school races with a mix of awe and disbelief. He didn't just win. He obliterated. Long legs, swinging arms, a crooked grin on his face, like he was chasing something invisible and important. McNeil knew what he was seeing. Not potential. Destiny. Back home, his parents weren't quick to crown him anything. They still made him sweep the yard. Still gave chores before races. Still reminded him that no matter how fast he ran, his homework didn't complete itself. But they knew something was happening. Usain was growing. Not just in size, but in attention. When word spread beyond Trelawney that there was a boy who could run like the wind, small local meets turned into regional ones. At each one, Bolt showed up without nerves. Just curiosity. He didn't stretch like the others. Didn't tense up before the start. He laughed. Played. Threw mock punches at teammates. But when the gun fired, it was art. Imperfect. Wild. But breathtaking. He looked like he was flying on a trampoline made of earth. And the crowd would go silent for a split second. Then erupt. People started asking questions. Where'd he come from? Who is this boy? The answer was simple. He was from Sherwood Content. From a place where boys still ran barefoot. From a house with no trophies, yet. From a family who didn't need gold to know value. But fame brings friction. Soon the pressure arrived. Should he go pro early? Should he leave Jamaica to train abroad? Big city coaches came with bigger promises. But Bolt and his parents chose to stay grounded. They believed in Jamaican soil. In Jamaican track. In Jamaican roots. That decision would shape not just his career, but his entire legacy. Because staying grounded taught Bolt something global athletes often lose. That greatness isn't just about speed. It's about origin. It's about remembering the village that raised you, even when the world is watching. Years later, when Bolt would break the world record in 9.58 seconds, when he'd dance on Olympic tracks and thump his chest before the finish, people saw the performance. But those who knew him, who really knew, saw something else. They saw a boy running down that old red dirt road in Sherwood, still barefoot, still laughing, still free. Because the secret to Usain Bolt's greatness was never just his stride. It was that he never stopped carrying the spirit of where he came from. He was proof that miracles don't come from stadiums. They come from places forgotten by maps, but remembered by memory. Places where the soil is red, the sun is bold, and the belief is quiet, but unshakable. Places like Sherwood Content. Closing words. So when people ask, where did Usain Bolt come from? Tell them he came from the hills. From sweat. From laughter. From trees and zinc and mangoes and thunder before it had a name. Tell them, he didn't just run out of nowhere. He ran straight out of home.